music.
Sports and music. Sports and music.
Yeah.
Sports and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand.
Yeah, we talking sports and music. Yep, they going hand in hand. Ballin' with my beats. Gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sneakers. Yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands. What they saying? Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Gotta get it how we can. S&M all day. 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 S&M all day.
Yo, yo, what up, though, world? We back once again for another episode with Sports Music with your boy, Mo Ager. We in the mix. Yeah, man, we just took some time out this week. You already know what week it is, man. It's the 4th of July week, man. So, you know, happy Independence Day in advance to you guys. And I hope you guys are having a blessed week so far. You know, we have some really things going on right now. You know, it's the start of the summer, so you know it's hot out. You know what I mean? Los Angeles is on fire, fire, fire. But, yeah. Everything is good, man. You know, we're still in development for a lot of cool things, man. You know, shout out to Louis Mayo. Shout out to my boy Greg Smith over there at the NFL Flag Football League, San Diego. Had him on the show last week. You know, he talked about some of the good things he was doing out there in San Diego for the children. You know, we all for the kids, man. You know, Mo love the kids. Mo love the kids. And he's doing some cool things, man. That Flag Football League for those children is amazing. And I want you guys, you know, check out the new commercial we have that will be airing on Nickelodeon, NBC, CBS, ESPN. You know, the list goes on. It's going to be a nationalized commercial that we did for the NFL Flag Football League. And I had the pleasure of putting the music behind the actual video. So, yeah, man, we're just out here doing stuff, man. Like my boy Guy Nick would say, man, we bubbling quiet. We ain't causing no riots, man. Yeah. But, that's enough about me, man. You already know what it is, man. MoEgger.com continues to grow, building his brand every single day. Yeah, and I got my boy, slash brother from another mother coming on today. My boy, Jasmine Youngblood, a.k.a. Youngblood. My dog, man, him been cool since we were kids, man. It goes all the way back, man. Y'all about to hear some of the crazy stories about how we used to get it in on the court and on the music and, you know, and just in life in general, man. We about to let y'all guys know what it was like growing up in Detroit. As youngsters, and yeah, man, he's an international ball player. You know, he's been hooping ever since I've been playing, and he's doing his thing. You know, he just won International Guard of the Year, so that means he gets points. He's getting buckets, so can't wait to be able to bring my boy Youngblood on. But other than that, man, it's Easy Way Broadcasting, man, brought to you by WTV. And it's Sports Music with Mo Ager, man. We're going to keep it going, man. So we'll bring on Youngblood right after this commercial break.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. Easy connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
Yes, yes, we back once again. Yes, yeah, Sports and Music with Mo Ager, man. Let's get it in. You know, man, I want to bring on my boy Youngblood. Blood, you there, brother?
Yo, what up, man?
Youngblood.
Yo.
What it do, boy?
What's good, fam?
Man, I can't call it, man. Introduce the world to yourself, man. You know, I'll just give them a little brief introduction, man. Tell everybody who they're listening to, doggy.
Oh, what up, man? My name is Jay Youngblood, representing Detroit. Overseas hooper, man. Kent State. Great. About to overseas doing my thing right now, man. Eighth season. Overseas. About to be my fourth season in Lebanon coming up.
That's what's up, man. Tell them suckers the manias. Hey, what's up? Oh, man, it's good to hear from you, man. Thanks for taking out some time in your busy day to, you know, to visit Mo Ager on Sports and Music, man. Yeah, man. Hey, let's talk about some of the real things, man. You know, let's talk about our relationship, man. And I want to be able to tell people, you know, how, what it was like growing up in Detroit and some of the fun we had and some of the things that inspired us, you know, to actually, you know, pursue some of our careers and our growth goals, man. Let's talk about some of the things that, you know, got you going early on, man.
Man, you know, well, shoot, we ain't know each other, man, for a long time, dog. But, you know, the main thing for us, we was just watching NBA hooping all the time, man. We was hooping, watching NBA, watching Penny, Jordan, Grant Hill, all them cats back there. You know, that was our first love, man, you know. And on the, and then we used to do a little, we used to fool around with the music thing, man. Trying to make songs and whatnot. But it was all fun,
yeah,
man, coming up.
That's True Hoopers, man. You know, me and Youngblood had a song called True Hoopers back in seventh grade. You know what I mean? You know, it was. I don't even remember my rap name back then, but it was featuring, you know, Youngblood and Oh man, speaking of shoes, man. Speaking of pennies, man. You know, man, I gotta tell the world about how you lost my pennies back in seventh grade, bro. You know what I mean? I still haven't recovered from that day, man. Yeah, y'all, man, we was at school one time, man. You know, I came through with the fresh new pennies, the joints that had the bubble on the side. It was like $85, which were a lot back then, especially, you know. Yeah, that was a lot of money, man. And, you know, I rocked my school one day, man. You know, I'm blowed. Oh, snap, those cold. Yeah, these are the new pennies. You know what I mean? He's like, yeah, let me hold those. I think it was like a day went by. He was like, yo, bro, can I hold the pennies? Do we trade or you, I just let you hold the pennies? Or how did that work? I don't even remember.
Man, I had an SYB game, dog. But I was like, I wanted to rock them. I didn't want to hoop in them. So I tried to hide them somewhere in the bathroom, dog. So, you know what I'm saying? I finished my game off. Got buckets. I had to go back, man. Go back to the bathroom. These suck. Man, I came back. Them joints was gone, dog.
Yeah, it was definitely gone. You was about to be gone too, but you know, thank goodness I left you, dog. But hey, skip all that, man. Yo, let's talk about, man, how you doing your thing now, man. You know, what keeps you motivated every single day, man? Being over in a different country playing ball, man. You're the first international basketball player I've had on the show. You know, I've had NBA players, NFL athletes, and you're the first one, you know, to have the experience of being overseas for close to 8 years, man. What has it been like over there, and what's kept you going?
It's been different, man. The culture is different, man, different type of people. But, you know, my love for the game keep me going, man. You know, I got kids now, man, so I'm motivated by that, too, just trying to be the best so I can provide a future for them, you know what I mean? But first and foremost, you know, my love for the game, man. I'm motivated just to prove people wrong and motivated to be the best I can be, man. So that's what it is, man. And I don't think that I'll ever stop being motivated to do, you know what I'm saying, the hooping thing, because that's my love. That's what my heart is.
That's what's up, man. What are some of the things you do over there to keep yourself from being bored? You know, I spent some time overseas. I spent about 6 months in Spain and played some ball over there. And there was a lot of times where I had a lot of free times on my hands. And, you know, I don't even know what to do with myself, man. What are you doing these days to keep yourself busy besides the hoops over in Lebanon?
Oh, okay. I'm out there in Lebanon, man. Beirut is a beautiful city, man. And most of the time I'm out there, I try to link up with the other Americans that's on other teams, or I can hang with my teammates, you know what I'm saying, kick it an off time, you know, you just go out, chill. Or sometimes, man, you know, I even get on that MacBook, man, get the recording, you know what I mean? Tell you, send me some instrumentals, man, and try to lay down some tracks, you know what I'm saying? Just for the fun of it.
That's right, man. I do remember sending you beats and you send them back, you know, some verses laced over them, man. That's pretty cool, man. I hear you over there with the boy Andre Emin.
Yeah, Dre was over there, man. Dre, good people, dog. He out there. He balled out this year, man. Actually won Player of the Year. And, same, man, but he a real good dude.
Yeah, I know Dre for a while, man. We actually played on the summer league team, you know, my rookie year out here in Dallas. And he's a good guy, man. You know, his mother is really cool too. You know, I was actually good friends with his mom. Let me ask you this, man. Oh man, first of all, congratulations to your award, man. You didn't even tell me you won. I had to go on Instagram and find out you won Guard of the Year over there. You know what I'm saying? What's up with that, man? You don't be feeling your boy in no more?
Nah, that's my bad, man. I just posted it, found out yesterday when I was on Facebook. It's been out for like a week, but, you know, just the hard work and dedication, man. My faith and focus in the game just You know what I'm saying? That's what took me there, man. Faith and focus, baby. I'm actually getting tatted right now, getting that tatted on my ribs. Faith and focus.
Yeah, man, that's versatility right there. My man Youngblood is actually on the phone right now with his boy on Sports and Music with Mo Anger and getting tattooed, man. And they act like we don't keep it real, man. At the end of the day, man, you doing you. But what you think about that new J. Cole album, dog? I said, what you think about that new J. Cole?
Oh, man, I think that's a tough album, man. Like, I don't know if I can say it's a classic. I kind of want to say that, but, you know, I can't put that word around. I got to listen to it a couple more times. But that right now, that and Wale, man, them two albums right there, it's tough.
Definitely, man. I haven't heard the Wale yet, but we're going to talk more about that after we get back from these quick commercial breaks, man. Be right back, man. Sports and Music with Mo Agger. Youngblood. Let's get it.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Agger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're back once again, Sports and Music with Mo Agger. And hold on, let me get this crowd going. We got Youngblood on the phone, man. We need a crowd anthem. Stand up. Blood, you back up?
Yo. Yeah, man. Good to be back. You know, I might get a tat, man. Shout out to Tony, man. Downriver Ink down here in Detroit. You ever in Detroit, man? Come get you some ink done by my man, Tony.
Man, what up, Tony?
Hey, how you doing,
Tony,
man?
Tony, that ain't that. What up, dog? That ain't Fat Tony, is it?
Nah, that ain't Fat Tony, dog.
Oh, okay, cool. As long as you ain't getting tatted by Fat Tony, man, you might have an issue on your hand. You know what I mean? Because, you know.
Tony, write me a paper.
Oh, man, heavy-handed at the work. Hey, say, bro. All right, man. Yeah, that Cole album, though, I know that. You know what I mean? I listened to the whole thing front to back. I think he compliments his beats really well. You know what I mean? Because, you know, he produces on record, so I have to respect that. But I'm going to go ahead and be all the way 100 on the show right now and say that Kanye West album was not it.
Man, let me tell you, that Kanye West album sound like the soundtrack to Contra, man, the game on Nintendo, dog. I was highly disappointed, man.
Take my number and lock it in. What? First of all, why is Kanye West so mean now, man? Like, when did you become a mean man? Like he like, I'm in a French restaurant. Hurry up with my dang croissant. Like, come on, man. Croissant's supposed to be good, man.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm so disappointed. I'm hurt, man, because, like, you know, this is supposed to be a summer where, like, great artists are dropping good music, you know what I'm saying? Like, J. Cole, Wale, you got Jay dropping, Fab, Pusha T, all these dudes dropping good music, and you going to come out and try to experiment with an album? I was like, man, I'm so disappointed in it, bro.
Yeah, it was gabber. It was hot garbage, you know, at the end of the day, but, man, it's all good, man. You know, I still rock with Ye, you know what I mean? You know, he broke a lot of rules, but, you know, ultimately, man, we still got to rock with him, man. He's one of ours to a certain degree, you know?
He is, most definitely.
Yeah, man. So what you doing, man? Are you taking a little break from basketball right now, man? What you doing? Are you working out, or how's it going?
Taking a little break, man. I still, you know, trying to keep my body in shape, you know, so I'm in the weight room, man. I get back to basketball soon, but spending time with the family, you know, that's the most important thing right now. You know, you're gone most of the year, so when you come back,
shout
man,
out to Gabby.
Yeah, man, just trying to
shout out Gabby.
Him, man. You gotta see her, man.
What's up, man?
Got big, bro. Just got big.
I know. I be seeing her on Instagram looking huge. That's come from smashing on Flamin' Hot Cheetos when she's a little toddler.
Yeah,
man. Yo, man, let's give our listeners some advice, man. You know, because we, you know, a lot of times we on Sports and Music, man, we talk real, but at the same time, you know, we like, you know, we like to talk about some things that are relevant to our lives, man. Give us some good advice, man. Some spiritual advice, some physical advice, whatever type of advice you want to give the youngsters out there in order to achieve their goals.
Yeah, The T-Day goes, man, for me personally, I would say, you know, always have faith in yourself, man. You know, believe in what you're doing instead of set your goals out. But at the same time, man, you know, you're going to have some faith, you know, in the higher power, you know what I'm saying? So for me,
mm-hmm.
you was all Lord Jesus Christ, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the Church of Christ, man. Shout out to the Church of Christ. What they do? Yeah, man. But that's what it is, man. Well, shoot, you know, ultimately, man, it's always good to hear you doing well, man, and I'm always pulling for you. And hopefully we can meet up here in the near soon and really chop it up and get it going, man. But, you know, thanks again for joining us on Sports and Music with Mo Agger, man. We're gonna get back to you soon, man.
No, I appreciate you having me on here, bro, man. And if you ain't got it, go cop that Motown, man.
Oh, man, how we forget about that part? Hey, man, you already know, man. You heard him. You already heard him, man. Check out Mel Farr, man. I shot a Youngblood out on that song, so y'all make sure y'all check us out, man. All right, Youngblood, man. Go ahead and Instagram that tattoo when you're done. I know you will. And we go get at you, brother. Thanks again.
All right, fam. Good looking.
No doubt.
Thank you for listening to Sports and Music with Mo Agger, only on Easy Way Broadcasting. Join Mo every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.